and the Dow is up about 450 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We will see improvement as this day goes on. In fact, we'll see some sunshine later on. High temperature today in the lower 80s. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see partly sunny skies by the afternoon hours. And then on Saturday, high in the mid-70s. There's a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. And showers and storms are likely on Easter Sunday. A potentially significant severe weather event on Easter Sunday. We're monitoring closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama is extending its shutdown of production. Production is now expected to resume Monday, May 4th. Hyundai says the decision will help protect the health and well-being of its employees. We learned last week that an employee at Hyundai died of the coronavirus. A second Montgomery postal worker has tested positive for the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says the employee works at the post office on Eastern Boulevard and that they're following the proper guidelines recommended by the CDC. And some local businesses are coming together to make masks for healthcare workers. The Alabama Shakespeare Festival costume department has already produced 300 masks that will now be delivered to local hospitals. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
By O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is here to help. And we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
Get on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call Dave at Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call Dave at Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Due to the unprecedented situation in which we're all facing, Newstalk 93.1 FM has joined with Fraser United Methodist Church to bring you a special presentation. Join us this Sunday as we bring you Fraser's traditional Easter Sunday service presented live. The service begins at 9:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday, and you can listen to it live, uninterrupted, right here on Newstalk 93.1.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Dan Morgan is up 493 points after yesterday's nice day. And the temperature outside is 81 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. How you doing today, big guy?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. You missed some really good chicken yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was spectacular. Also, strawberries. When you think strawberries, you need to think Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Okay.
Basket, a regular kind of thing of strawberries is $12. A basket, $14, I'm telling you, it's that big.
Oh, man. That's big a lot around. Of strawberries.
I mean, so what I did is, I got the $14. My wife used to call me cheap, but I'm a value player. And I'm going to dole it out and put them in bags and give them to folks, and then I'm going to make the greatest dessert in the world. I'm going to get some Cool Whip. Mm. You remember that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get some ice cream, some sponge bread, and put the ice cream, and then put the strawberries after I put them in sugar with a little bit of balsamic vinegar on it, and then put whipped cream, Cool Whip on top.
Man, that sounds great.
I was telling somebody about it on the phone, and Benji goes, "Can I get some, too?" Benji's such a personality. Benji got in trouble yesterday.
Well, what did he do?
We were at the dog park. It didn't rain, so I went to the dog park, and we were, like, the first people there. So Benji had the place to himself, and then the dog would come, "No, you're here to play with me?" So then a whole bunch of dogs started coming in about 4:45. One dog didn't like the way Benji smelled him. And so he snapped at Benji, and then Benji fought back.
Oh, man.
And so the owner was, like, hitting Benji and this kind of stuff. Benji was like, "We're just playing. That's what dogs do. We smell each other's butts." My daddy told me that. So he got a big old timeout. But there was a nurse that was there who did the exact thing to do, and that's grab Benji by the collar and just hold him.
Yeah.
Don't sit there and beat on a dog. I was wondering what type of child abuse he was in for there. Okay, 272-9228. Today is Maundy Thursday. This is the night that Jesus has the Passover dinner leading into them coming and getting him, the Garden of Gethsemane, the passing of the bread, and then the soldiers come and get him. And then they take him and ridicule him. And then tomorrow is Good Friday. And we'll be doing a Good Friday show, the 2 to 3 o'clock time frame. Also, your Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Back to Drawing will be at 1:30 to 1:45 tomorrow versus 2:30 to 2:45. Because I don't want to interrupt the mood of the Good Friday that we're putting together. I'm real excited about doing that again and having Andrew Rao in at 2 o'clock to go over the Passover and the meaning of it from the times of Moses to the time of Jesus and to our time right now. Very unusual. This is 2 years in a row that Passover actually started for the Jewish believers yesterday. And when it coincides with our Maundy Thursday and then our Easter and there the killing of the lamb, they land on the same day, which is an unusual thing. So, but we'll be talking to Andrew about that and kind of where we are with a whole bunch of things in life. So we have a lot going on here. My morning Joe was terrible today. I couldn't even cut it. It was so bad. And I couldn't do it for my own mental health because I was getting so angry with it. But let's start out with Peter Ducey on Sanders dropping out. This is from America's Newsroom.
Joe Biden must now figure out what to say to convince Sanders supporters who liked the idea of a political revolution and didn't mind voting for somebody who calls himself a democratic socialist that he, Biden, is an okay backup.
He's inspired and energized millions of supporters, especially young voters, to join him in championing a progressive vision for our country. And he didn't just run a political campaign. He created a movement. And that's a good thing for the nation and for our future.
There is now evidence to support the Sanders claim that the things he talked about years ago and were dismissed as radical are now part of the Democratic mainstream. And while Biden is not as progressive as Sanders, Biden does now support sanctuary cities, health coverage for illegal immigrants, a moratorium on deportations, a ban on fracking on federal land, and eventually getting rid of all fossil fuels. And Bernie Sanders says he sees more similarities on the way.
I just read a statement that he made today, and I think he is moving in that direction to make public colleges and universities tuition-free. I think he is prepared to move in that direction, which would be a big deal for the young people in this country, to be very bold.
So it sounds like Bernie Sanders likes what he sees, but he wants to see more before endorsing.
Okay, a couple of things here. The Joe Biden people, this to me is a sign of desperation, have already started floating out there, who is going to be Joe's VP? And if I were giving him advice, I would say, I wouldn't be talking about that right now, because whoever you start talking about, and if you particularly do a pick early to try to make a sensation, you need to, one, wait till COVID-19 is moving on and we're getting kind of back to normality. But whoever you pick, unless you're doing an incredible job vetting, there's going to be a group of people that don't like it. And the group of people that are going to be first folks to say they don't like it, unless it's one of their people, is going to be Bernie Sanders' people. And there's not a way you can be able to please them. There's not enough. And Bernie Sanders really hasn't stopped. He's still trying to collect delegates so he can have an influence on the platform, which I'm all for, so he can take the old Democrat Party down the tubes with him here, because he's going to pull them too far off the mark. I can guarantee you that. So Joe's still messing up and doing his workroom press conferences. He just didn't look good. He and Jill did it yesterday, and he turned to her and said, "Is this where I'm supposed to talk?" Like, you don't know. I mean, it really looked bad. I mean, he didn't. And Jill is so vibrant compared to him. I'm not sure if it's good to have her around him, because it makes him look older. It's like he's dating a younger woman or something. And that didn't work out too well. Let me go to a break. Coming back, so much more right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, one of the things that Joe Scarborough went absolutely ape over, and some of the media have gone crazy over also, and that's the Navarro memo and what Navarro did. And they went, you know, the president knew back in January, Navarro sent him a memo. Well, Navarro's going to straighten that out, but first, before we get into that, and let me tell you something, this WHO stuff is just pinging all over the place. Everybody's talking about it. It's not just U.S. senators, a whole bunch of people.
And the body bag comment from the director.
Oh, man, what a scumbag comment. Man, go back to Ethiopia. Here's Navarro on WHO, World Health Organization.
I want to start with asking you a little bit about the WHO. Should the United States not be part of this organization anymore? Should we cut off funding? The president just outlined the huge disparity between the money that we put into it and the money that China puts into it.
Yeah, Martha, let me give you a kind of bigger look at the chessboard here, because the UN itself has 15 specialized agencies, including the WHO, the World Intellectual Property Organization, things like that. And what China has been doing very, very aggressively over the last decade is to try to gain control of those by electing people to the top. It's already controls 5 of the 15, and also by using proxies, colonial-type proxies like Tedros at the WHO. And as you can see in this crisis, the damage that that kind of control by China of a key health organization has been just absolutely enormous. They suppressed the human-to-human transmission. They refused to call this a pandemic. They basically discouraged travel bans. So, I mean, this is one of the most serious things we've ever seen, and it all tracks to China's view of the world and how they want to control different types of international organizations, even as they don't play by the international rules. So it's going to be up to the president to look at this. But Martha, this is a really serious issue, and the president is absolutely right about this.
He is absolutely right about it, and I think something's going to happen with this thing. When somebody lashes out like that doctor did, I think he knows that there's a problem coming in. So he's going to say with China is the source of the problem, is the source, and the World Health Organization is the problem.
You know, in the past, we've seen 3 major viruses come out of China. And so if we can't rely on the World Health Organization, we need to perhaps have our own medical professionals or assessments similar to sort of the IAEA or something along those lines, where you have independent people who can take a look at what's going on in various countries around the world to give us a heads up in terms of the actual virus or the actual, you know, future pandemic that's happening. There has been some criticism that maybe some of those outreach groups don't exist anymore under the current framework of the White House organization. Is that something that should be put back in place, would you say?
Well, I think the problem here is sui generis to China. I think any other country in the world would have been transparent about the problem, would have invited CDC people in. I mean, we lost about 5 weeks because of China's non-transparency. So if you're asking me, you know, how are we going to fix this, it's really kind of more of a China problem than anything else. And I don't have the answer at this point. That's outside of my lane. All I can keep telling you is that China's attempt to control basically every organization within the United Nations through their colonial powers, mm-hmm. through bribery, through other things, tremendous damage to this country and to this world.
Okay. Peter Navarro is a pretty smart guy. He's a smart guy, but he's also a very confident and get things done. And he's done a very good job with the COVID-19 getting stuff in there. Now, this is going to be a little long. We may have to do a stop and go manually on sure. this thing. This is going to be talking about the memo. And guess what? The president wouldn't send the memo. Little factoid that Joe Scarborough and a whole bunch of other people have left out. Let's listen in.
There's been a lot of discussion about the memos that you sent out at the end of January and towards the end of February to the National Security Council. Here's what Steve Bannon said about that. He said, let's put that up there. He said, the principal reason, this is a quote, the principal reason that Peter wrote this memo is to make sure that real information got to the president, because the real information was being suppressed by the chief of staff at the time, Mick Mulvaney. Is that true?
Let me make something crystal clear about this memo, because I heard a lot of chatter this morning on some of the left-wing side of the cable news. That memo was a memo that went not to the president, but to a small distribution list to the task force. So people this morning who were criticizing the president for not bothering to read the memo or whatever, he never got the memo. It was not sent to him. And what's interesting to me, Martha, even as I was trying to present a significant issue to the task force itself, the president was one step ahead of me, because as I was advocating for the travel ban in that memo to the task force, the president was already moving to do that. And he did that on January 31st. So I think that's what's important to understand about this. And what I can tell you about the task force itself, why that memo went there, is that there was disagreement. And that's not a bad thing. I think part of the strength... Go ahead.
I just want to ask, it was addressed, I believe, to the National Security Council. Is that correct? There was no task force on coronavirus at that point.
Well,
so it was addressed to the National Security Council?
That's not exactly right. The task force began kind of unofficially that Monday. I appeared Tuesday at the task force to present the case verbally, and based on the discussion there, I felt the need to write that memo. So that, and the chief of staff, the memo went to chief of staff
Mulvaney.
That's
what I want to ask you about. You say based on the situation there,
To the NSC.
Did Mick Mulvaney, is Steve Bannon right? Did Mick Mulvaney push back at you, and did you feel the need to push harder, and that's why you put this memo out? Is that true or not true?
So what happens in the situation room, by definition, Martha, needs to stay there. I can tell you simply that there was disagreement among the task force about this, and I tried to provide some clarity with a fairly straightforward analysis of the costs of the travel ban, which would entail disruptions to business and travel, versus the bigger costs in case the and we didn't know this at the time, but in case the seriousness of the pandemic emerged. So I think what's important here is that the president, independently of that memo, made what I think in the history books will be judged as the pivotal decision in the crisis, and it started in motion a set of events that have led to the largest largest industrial mobilization since World War II. It's led to the use of the Defense Production Act for the first time since the Korean War. It took great effect. It led to a quarantine, which we had never done before, which, and all of these things, the president got tremendous resistance. But as every day goes by, we see that he was exactly right in doing what he did. He has a greater sense of the chessboard, I think, than anyone. And I've said, and I've said this repeatedly prior to the crisis, I think he will go down as the greatest president in modern history for his positions on trade and immigration. But I think in this particular case, what we're seeing is somebody playing the chess game better than anyone. And Martha, we just got to beat this virus. We are at war. He's a wartime president. And all this stuff about memos and things like that, you know, we need to focus on getting medicines to the people.
That's pretty straightforward. But remember that the Washington Post said that it was sent to the president, that the president knew back in January. There was no quivering on that. They said he was sent the memo. I went back and read the story.
It's like a bad game of Mad Libs, Dan. It's like we could insert this game the Post has played with their inside sources for the Russia story, for impeachment in Ukraine, and now for the coronavirus.
Well, I tell the audience all the time, just look at the number of times they're wrong and look at the number of times they're right. This is a classic example if they were wrong.
Yes.
They were absolutely wrong this year because it was Trump knew back in January. And now this crap about the intelligence community told him it was coming to the United States. Intelligence community didn't tell him that. The intelligence community isn't a World Health Organization or CDC. What they do is they say, we are getting information that this pandemic, that this virus is going around in Wuhan, China, and it's spreading. They didn't say, and at 1:15 today, it's coming on an American Airlines flight 793. Whether it's Willie Geist or whether it's Joe Scarborough or whether it's the idiots of Washington Post, they put something out as if it is a fact, and they don't know what in the hell they're talking about. They probably have never seen a presidential daily briefing. They don't know what one looks like. They don't know what is contained in it. I happen to have seen one, several, and I know what it is about. And it just does this cursory war watch. I've told you guys that. And it tells you what's going on in the world that you need to know about. It's not this alarm bell 5-pager that you're reading. That's not what it is. It's kind of a summary of what's going on around the world. Period. He'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Lillian Wu. The number of deaths in the U.S. from coronavirus now topping 15,000. This is a key model, scales back its projected U.S. pandemic death toll.
9 days ago in the briefing room, the task force told Americans to anticipate between 100 to 240,000 deaths here in the United States. Now, one influential model has revised its estimate to about 60,000.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. And getting debunked, one theory about the virus,
that the warmer weather will help curb the spread of the coronavirus. The report is from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine and looked at studies of the virus as well as the history of pandemics. The study also pointed to the fact that some countries like Iran and Australia, which are in their summer months, are still experiencing rapid virus spread.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. And the Dow is up about 450 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We will see improvement as this day goes on. In fact, we'll see some sunshine later on. High temperature today in the lower 80s. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be a much cooler day with a high temperature barely up to about 70. I think we'll see partly sunny skies by the afternoon hours. And then on Saturday, high in the mid-70s, there's a risk of a shower, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. And showers and storms are likely on Easter Sunday, a potentially significant severe weather event on Easter Sunday. We're monitoring closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Another thing that happened, I didn't get a chance to cut it today, but last night in the news, they did this kind of sneer piece, I call it, of the hydroxychloroquine. And what they did is they had this Mayo Clinic doctor talk about how dangerous it was. It was a very selective piece. I went back and found this doctor talking about it on CNBC. And basically what he said is that 1% of the people that take this have some type of heart issue. But if you do an EKG and you see that it's not an issue, then it's okay to give them the medication. That's not the way NBC played it. NBC said, you could have sudden death from a heart problem from this medication. And they played that. I don't know why they are just so out to get this drug. Well, I know why. It's because Donald Trump.
He mentioned it, yeah.
Mentioned it, and it's crazy. It just is unbelievable how we're willing to throw something away like that.
And we also saw this week stories floated by places like the Huffington Post and CNN that Trump has a stake in hydroxychloroquine production, which if you look into it, it's crazy. Trump has a trust that has a fund that has a small amount, a small stake in a company that does produce that. But it's like several things removed. It's not Trump. And it's not going to make him any money, really, either.
Exactly. This is such a cheap drug, it is unbelievable. I mean, it's cheap. So Dr. Oz is going to be asked about this, and the politics is clouding the medical debate.
First things first, can we talk about the politicization of hydroxychloroquine? Do you see politics playing a role in the fact that we don't have results of a lot of these studies and that some are not using it?
Politics is definitely playing a role. You know, 30 years ago when I was doing my medical school training, the one lesson we were all taught was to ask brave questions. And then we got to fight about the answers, right? And we doctors search for these answers, and we treat patients according to what we believe, independent of any political leader's belief. And I get that, you know, the pundits and writers get worked up about the politics of this, but it chills the debate that doctors are supposed to have. I see people saying things or holding off on saying things that I wouldn't have expected before this. And that complicates the way doctors and patients talk to each other. And I don't think it serves the public, Brian, because they're already confused. They're desperately in need of help. And no one actually has all the answers. We're supposed to, in medicine, talk about it and figure it out. So I ought to make an argument, a plea to the media. Let's not pervert the process. Let doctors deal with these issues, talk to patients as need be, and let's be humble about these solutions, because no one's got the magic ball yet. We're all looking for the same answers.
Now, that's the way to do it. Dr. Oz, and... And Morning Joe impugned Dr. Oz today. I mean, it's kind of like these wackos on Fox that are pushing this whole thing. Dr. Oz is not somebody I consider a wacko. A medical quack, somebody called him. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Barr Show.
Yoo-hoo! Enjoy it.
How are you, big guy?
I'm doing good. I know what you got those strawberries for.
Where did I get those strawberries for?
You got it. Don't y'all do some kind of celebration on Easter Sunday?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what it is.
Champagne and all of that.
Yeah, we're going to, yeah, definitely. Strawberries and champagne are very good together, by the way. They do that at midnight on the Saturday night. But they're not going to do it this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, because everybody's been quarantined. I'll ask Andrew about it when he gets here.
Well, I'm always looking forward to your Easter program. It's very nice. So I thought I'd call in today with this kind of controversial question, maybe provocative.
Controversial question on this show? No way.
Well, you know, when I'm looking at the press, the media on the left, and, you know, they're so distorted and they're so ideologically driven. But I'm wondering, is it more than that? You know, I guess what I'm saying is, at what point do they become not just the free press, but kind of a propaganda machine for the deep state or a government-sponsored
I don't think it's the deep state or government sponsor. I think it's a ideological belief that they have, and their belief and Trump's beliefs are at opposite end of the spectrum, and they are going to pound Donald Trump because Donald Trump is interfering with what they want to have happen.
Yes, I agree with that. But, you know, there is areas of collusion, if you want to, and that's a worn-out phrase, but between, I think, people in the intelligence community and the press, and, you know, feeding information, I guess that's something that just about every administration will do one time or another. But, you know, it seems like it should be, I don't know, they maybe should put some caveats or be required to put some caveats in their reporting. You know, maybe even have their licenses challenged in some ways. If that's all they're going to operate as, is a voice and a platform for, you know, government, you know, certain government agencies. I'm just kind of curious about that, or any repercussions that might come up.
Yeah, I'm not for anything that where the government would be controlling the press. I think what has to happen is you have to call the press out, and the press is doing it to themselves. But what Joe Scarborough said today, where he said, okay, you guys, y'all Trumpsters out there, get your medical information from Fox, and you'll all be dead soon. I mean, it's just, that's incredible. It's just incredible.
It's just jumping off the cliff. You know, I don't understand it. I mean, I can't, you know, Joe Scarborough used to be kind of a reasonable guy. I really liked him.
He married Mika.
Congress and everything.
I'm telling you, when he started dating Mika, what he did is he got blinded by, never mind, he, just say, Mika's got his number.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
She probably turns his faucet off if he doesn't behave himself. If you know, you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a...
That used to be a fraternity phrase. She's turned his faucet off.
Yeah. We are down to just the parents, the couple, and the preacher for my daughter's upcoming wedding.
Really?
So, yep, that's all. Yep.
How does your wife feel about that?
Oh, they're all devastated. Wife, grandparents.
Yeah, let me tell you something. The wedding isn't for the bride and groom. The wedding is for the mom.
You know, somebody else told me that, and that's a lot of wisdom in
there. Go ahead. I was given that piece of advice, and they said, told me, Dan, just show up and do what you're told. And I went, I will.
That's what I'm doing, you know. All I'm doing is writing the checks, you know. A wedding be without... Oh, we're going to redo it, by the way, in November. So it'll be stem to stern redone, you know, in November. So, you know, it's not a total waste or anything.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you something. I think recommitting your vows, I think that's a very good thing to do.
Absolutely. But what would a wedding be without a few home renovations thrown in, Dan?
And you got not to mention the clothes and the hair and all that
everything.
Kind of stuff.
Oh, my word. Do you remember Cadillac Williams?
Oh, yeah.
And Aubrey, you know, and I can't remember the name of the announcer, but he would say, go crazy, Cadillac, go crazy. Well, you know, it's now, go crazy, Mama D, go crazy.
I hope she's not listening.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Good, because let me tell you something, buddy. I'd have to drive by your house, find the doghouse, and go bring you some food out in there.
I've made a special doghouse at my place already.
That's good.
Up and active. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for letting me call in.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to be back right after this.
You're
place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I get off of this mountain, you know.
Two seven two 9228. That's where we are.
The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me.
Let's do this. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how's that painting doing today?
Oh, it is just gorgeous out here. Lord have mercy. The pollen's been beaten down. It is a little humid, but we're gonna get a fix for that tomorrow on Saturday, aren't we?
You really?
Can't wait. Dan, I think in the picture you sent me, I do believe that qualifies as rotten.
Okay. Isn't that fixable?
Well, I didn't say that. But that kind of information gives me a lot to go on. Might even try to get a metal piece made for that bottom. But we need to get together. I don't know where you live. I don't think you texted me your address.
I did not. I thought you knew where I lived.
No. Stop. But, you know, just at your convenience to text me your address. Maybe this weekend sometime I'm go over, take a look at it. In the meantime, I'll call a couple people because that tells me that your door is double pane. That's not radio stuff. Hey, I want to give you another interesting advanced man story.
Yeah?
I was watching, of all things, Antique Roadshow. And this very nice lady, she looked like maybe she was 75 or 80 now, had some letters and some documents up on a cork board, and she was apparently advanced for John Kennedy.
Whoa.
And yes, and what was on the board was stunning. It was the schedule for all the stops the day he was assassinated, and she was on Air Force One. Apparently, I think she said, I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but they stopped in Houston before they went to Dallas or something like that. And has a picture of her standing on the stage right behind the podium with John Kennedy. And then she even had a copy of his speech that he had edited personally, and she signed for him. And then she said they went back to Air Force One. Kennedy went on to, while he was in Dallas, she was in Air Force One, and the assassination happened. And so after that, she said... All of a sudden, all the Kennedy people are taken off Air Force One, and all the Johnson people are put on right then and there. And she's put on another plane and with the rest of the Texas delegation. And she said what was kind of creepy is that the Texas delegation seemed kind of happy about it. She said it was really spooky. She didn't know what to think about it. But they put the value of these letters, schedule, and her picture and the signature, John Kennedy, at $60,000 to $80,000.
Man.
And it was really her, and it was a great interview. Surprised the hell out of me. I didn't expect to see that on Antique Roadshow. So keep your schedules, Dan.
Yeah, really.
You go buy your Mercedes with that. Maybe.
At least one.
Yeah, so, I mean, gosh, these advanced people, knowing you and hearing how you go through it, amazing what you guys had to go through to get things right. I mean, it was minute by minute. So, anyway, appreciate your work back with Reagan, and I'll keep listening, and we'll keep plugging the virus.
I sent you my address.
Thank you so much. We'll get together here in the next few days.
Thanks. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good now. And, let me talk about this virus.
Yep.
I had it in 2017 in Houston, Texas. It's the same virus, but it has one more stipulation to it. And we were all sick in Houston, and the doctors there didn't know what it was. But in February 2018, they named it the coronavirus.
Yeah,
I got it, sir.
There are several coronaviruses. This is the novel coronavirus that we're talking about, is Corona-19. And the stipulation of COVID-19 is that it came around in 2019.
But the stipulation to this virus is only one more symptom. It's tightness of the chest. It attacks the lungs.
That's what COVID-19 does.
Yeah. 2017, it did not attack the lungs. But now, this one does.
Yeah.
And I had it for the past week. Okay. I've been down for 5 days. And I had the virus.
Well, again, don't say, when you say I had the virus, you had a type of corona. This is this is a different corona. That's why they call it the novel coronavirus. Novel meaning new.
Is it new? I mean, it. I had 2 days of tightening of my lungs.
Clint, let me. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on radio.
Yeah.
What happens is corona is a, just like SARS, is a.
Yes, sir.
It is a virus that progresses and mutates and changes. And so if you, what you had in 2017 is not what is going around in 2019. In 2020.
What's the difference besides the tightening of the chest?
What it's doing is it has different, just because you had it doesn't mean you're immune to it, number one, but it is behaving differently in the body, and it's a lot more contagious, a lot more.
Okay, now I got feeling sick last Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Chills, fever, tight in the chest. I knew what I had. Monday, Tuesday, and today, man, I feel great.
How high did your fever get up to?
I have no idea. I didn't test my fever.
Okay.
But today, Tuesday, Wednesday, today, I feel like a whole new person.
Good.
So that means